I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Start the day with Gunner and Cheyenne, powered by NoBullRam.com. Now, please pause while we salute America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the Rockies red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? And the home of the brave.
107.9. This is Gunner and Cheyenne.
That was John Legend with the national anthem this morning, and just hitting me this morning, Cheyenne, that we have a 3-day work week this week.
It just hit you?
Just
I was literally
right
telling my kid about it this morning. You only had 3 days of school.
Well, you were talking about it all last week, too. You're like, we got 3-day week next week, and then we got the radiothon, and then we're done.
I know.
I mean, you've
I'm
had
counting down.
Yeah, you've had this like on your calendar and circled and highlighted and everything else.
I don't know why you got to judge me, to be honest.
You're way too much of a planner for me.
That's true.
Way too much of a planner.
That is true.
Yeah.
The rest of my year is planned out.
I'll start thawing the turkey on Wednesday.
And it will not be done.
All right. Well, here we go. Here's your morning riddle.
Okay.
Yep. I have a little house in which I live all alone. My house has no doors or windows. And if I want to go out, I must break through the wall. What am I? I have a little house in which I live all alone. My house has no doors or windows, and if I want to go out, I must break through the wall. What am I? Think about it. If you think you know the answer, you can text us at 22108, but we get you the correct answer to the morning riddle coming up here in 6 minutes on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, the good stuff is that turkey and football are coming at us this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. Also excited to know if you came up with an answer yet for the morning riddle, Cheyenne.
I have a guess.
Okay.
I know it's not right.
All right.
But that's okay.
The riddle is, I have a little house in which I live all alone. My house has no doors or windows. And if I want to go out, I must break through the wall. What am I?
My guess only pertains to one fraction of this riddle.
Okay. So
that's okay.
You need all the fractions of the riddle to line up to get the guess. Of all the texts that came in, we had hundreds that come in. One got it correct.
Only one?
So maybe it is a difficult riddle today.
Okay.
Some of the incorrect guesses coming in at 22108. Text of the 623, the Kool-Aid man. That's incorrect.
That was my guess.
Was that it? one fraction is I must break through the wall.
Somebody else was on my wavelength with that.
That is incorrect. I have a little house in which I live alone. My house has no doors or windows, and if I want to go out, I must break through the wall. What am I? What does he say when he breaks through the wall?
I can't remember.
Oh.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that's what it is. Yep. That was surprisingly accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally had no clue, and then it just like came to me, and I, out the mouth it came. Text the 480, a plant, incorrect. Text the 602, a computer, incorrect. Text the 480, a butterfly, which I'm assuming like the whole cocoon process, that is incorrect. Text the 480, a dog kennel, no. Text the 480, an inmate, no. Text the 970, a mouse, no.
That was my second guess.
Here they are. They're all coming in now.
Okay.
What do you think it is, Cheyenne?
I have no idea.
The Kool-Aid man is what he said. That is incorrect. It is a chicken and egg. Little baby chick in the egg.
Oh.
No house, no windows. If he's got to come out, he's got to break through the wall.
Okay.
He gave it a shot.
Yeah.
But I will say, because like once I read the riddle at the top of the hour and we turn the mics off, Cheyenne types things into her computer, which it could be into the Google search bar for all I know. I know. But am I lying by saying you're typing it into your computer?
I mean, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. And then throughout that 6 minutes, I took notes on what, like, Cheyenne, like, gets distracted. She's like, so has people come up to me at Denim and say that they liked beers with friends?
Yeah.
And then Justin texted me at 10:30 his time last night.
What does that have anything to do with anything?
There's 6 minutes to think about the riddle, and then your mind process is going off in other directions.
Well, yeah, because I have ADD.
I know.
I have 8 million things open in my head.
That's all I'm pointing at. I was like, if you didn't have ADD and fully focused on the riddle, maybe you would have gotten it.
I definitely wouldn't have gotten chicken, I can tell you that much.
I was taking notes during that 6 minute show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wrote down what you were talking to me about over that 6 minutes.
Leave me alone.
All right, the morning riddle every weekday morning is 6 here on Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, have you ever gone on a date, a first date, and it did not work out because of what the other person ate or drank? And it's the latter for this particular woman. She went on this date and she was left, I'll use her quote, gobsmacked.
What does that mean?
Gobsmacked. Perplexed?
Okay.
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. So she was left gobsmacked after a recent first date with a man she met online because of a weird dinner habit he had.
Okay.
He decided to order a glass of milk with his meal.
Okay. First of all, what grown adult orders milk at a restaurant? That's just weird.
It's on the child's menu, Cheyenne.
Red flag.
So if you went on a first date and you ordered milk, that would be a red flag for you, huh?
No, it would just be weird. I would have a lot of questions. The only grown man I've seen drink a glass of milk is my dad. That's it.
Because milk does the body good.
Apparently.
He's a firefighter.
Yes, he needs to keep that calcium up. I don't know. That would be weird.
The woman said she was left feeling a bit yuck after seeing her date's weird drink choice. She said it was an odd thing to order at a restaurant in general, and especially so for a first date.
Yeah. I get that. I don't think it would be enough for me to like completely cut things off right then and there, but it would be odd.
She said when she got there, she found him attractive. However, okay. when it came to ordering the drinks, he ordered that glass of milk.
And she was out.
She says, I've honestly never come across someone doing that in a restaurant. I just think it's really odd and really put me off to him.
Oh, that's a bummer that something that small put you so off.
Well, but what would it be? I mean, yeah, it's weird to order a glass of milk. Not everybody drinks alcohol.
Yeah.
So if he didn't like the Diet Pepsi or Coke or whatever and any juice that they had, he orders a glass of milk. He likes the protein, the additional protein in his diet.
I mean, your argument is fantastic, but it doesn't take away the fact that it's weird to see a grown man order that at a restaurant. Like, that's just strange.
So you would prefer a beer?
I would prefer, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Stout? But what if it's a blonde beer? You know, a light beer. You got to judge him for that too, Cheyenne?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's just the milk. I just think that the fact that it's milk is weird.
Is it knowing or hoping for that first kiss at the end of the date and knowing that he pounded a glass of milk?
No. Why would that
matter?
Like
a milky flavor to your kiss?
Okay, that's gross.
What is it then? Explain it to me.
It's just weird because you associate milk with like babies and kids. Like my 5-year old.
Well, he wasn't drinking it out of a bottle.
That's not what I said. My 5-year old orders milk at a restaurant.
Okay.
So it's weird to see a grown man order a glass of milk at a restaurant.
I'm just trying to make it make sense. I don't know. I've been on a first date in over 15 years.
Yeah, when was the last time you ordered a glass of milk? Never.
No, I did when we ate hot wings. Remember them hot wings?
That is valid.
Yeah, you gotta,
okay,
so
that's valid.
Maybe it was the meal he was eating. Maybe that's why he went for the milk. He's not a big man of spice, so he's got to like cool it down. He had like mild
that
wings.
That is the only exception to ordering milk at a restaurant.
Is if you're pounding hot wings?
Weird. Yeah, that's not weird.
But I'm wondering, have you ever gone on a date and it did not work out because of what the other person ate? Maybe they ate like a plate full of onion. You're like, nope, not happening. Right? What's worse, milk or onion?
I think milk would be worse for me.
Really?
Yeah, because think about it. When you drink milk, it like creates more saliva, and it's just like gives
that
weird taste.
So you are thinking
about
the kissing then?
Well, now I am, because you brought it up.
But the onions, you're going to be all like, come here, give me a big old smack on the mouth.
I don't think that would bother me.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I ate onions like 3 days ago. My wife would sense it. Today, if I went home and kissed her, she would sense it from 3 days ago. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? And then it doesn't bother you? That's crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't really bother me.
All right. Tell us about the time you went on a date and it did not work out because of what the other person ate. You can text us at 22108 and we're going to get to your text coming up next.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Have you ever gone on a date and it did not work out because of what the other person ate? What was it they ate? Why did you feel that way? There's a gal that went on a first date with a dude and he ordered milk for his beverage of choice at dinner. And it really put her off.
It makes me think of the movie The Santa Claus when he drinks milk and it's just the most thick sounding thing in the world.
That was lactose free milk, right?
I mean, yeah, but it's just like him drinking it anyways. Just that's what it reminds me of. Maybe that's why it's weird.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe she just got done watching that movie or something, and then she saw it was the way he drank his milk. Or he was sitting there with a milk mustache the entire time.
I had no idea. No idea.
I can see that putting her off. I don't know. Cheyenne, you think it is weird for somebody to order milk on a date.
I would say the only exception to that is if you're eating like very hot food.
Spicy food.
Spicy food, yeah. Yes. Not hot like temperature wise, but like spicy.
Yeah.
That would make sense to me.
I'm just trying to see like, trying to picture why. Why would this put you guys off if a dude ordered a glass of milk? And my only conclusion is that you're envisioning mouth kissing them at the end of the night and just having that like dairy, you know, and
like residue in the mouth.
And then maybe it's you picturing mouth kissing your child or something. I don't know. I have no idea. What is it? Explain it to me.
I mean, honestly, really just, it kind of just reminds me of my dad. Cause my dad is the only grown man that I know that will regularly drink a glass of milk. Yeah. And it's weird.
Text of the 602. What if it's a breakfast date? Is it okay to order milk then?
No, order coffee. Or mimosa. Orange juice. Or mimosa.
Text the 702. How about IHOP or Denny's? I order milk there. Text the 480. It's just milk. Who cares what he drank? I like that he didn't care to be ashamed of getting what he wanted. Text the 281. I'm almost 40 and I still order chocolate milk at Denny's.
Oh, stop!
Text the 480. To each their own. I think it's pretty petty if he has been judged for ordering milk. Maybe his date needs to grow up. Text the 480. For as long as I can remember, my grandfather ordered milk if we went out or had a glass of milk when we were at home.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's the older men in our family, in our life, that it reminds us of. At least me.
Text from the 310. Yes, 100% weird, but what I'm hearing is the perfect opportunity to give him a hard time and add to the flirt to roast ratio.
Ew, I like that.
Text the 602. I'm a grown man and I drink milk all the time. And every time I go to breakfast at a restaurant.
It's weird. To me, yeah. It's just odd. It's an odd drink for a grown human to order.
Text the 480. When I went on a date and when the waitress came to take our drink order and asked if we'd like to see the wine list, he said, no, we don't drink alcohol. I'll have a lemonade. Well, the thing is, I do drink alcohol. After that, he continued to be condescending to the waitress. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Oh, my gosh. That would be a nightmare.
Let's see. Here's one because of what he ate. Text at the 602. Ridiculous, I know, but I hate eggs. Went to dinner, and he had a sunny-side-up egg. And I was absolutely not going on another date with that guy again.
I kind of get that, though. Like, not to that point, but... Like, I've chosen not to try to date somebody because, like, they were vegan, and I am definitely not vegan, and I just, that is not my lifestyle, and it's hard to mesh those things sometimes.
But he had an egg, though.
Yeah, but he's eating something that she doesn't like.
Oh, okay.
So, like, having to mesh that and, like, see that, I could see why that would bother somebody.
Okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah.
I thought it was because he had, like, yellow yolk all over his face. She's like, nope, not doing this again. I don't know. What? How did you get vegan out of that?
I'm saying that I understand, like, watching somebody eat something that you don't personally like. I could see how that makes sense.
So when you go on a first date, you got to make sure to do something that they like or do something, don't do something that they dislike.
Yeah.
Check with them. Make sure they're not vegan so you're not pounding a steak in front of them.
Yes.
Make
dating
sure it's okay
is
to drink
hard.
Milk.
Exactly. It's hard, especially on the first date, because like you want to put your best foot forward first, right? Yeah. And you don't want to right off the bat hit them with something that they can't stand. Like that would suck. That's why you need to have conversation prior.
I got it.
Dating is hard, Gunner, okay?
I know. I'm so glad I'm not dating. That'd be amazing. I'm so glad I'm a married man. I've got to deal with that.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, we talked to Thomas Rhett last week, and he is gung-ho about the holidays.
Yes, he is.
The entire family. He said he had somebody out of his house. He pays somebody to put up his Christmas lights on his compound. yeah, they start at the right after Thanksgiving, and they just keep going all through the month of November.
What's crazy is it takes this professional light hanger a week to put up all of his Christmas lights. That's insane.
Yeah, but it could be a guy getting paid by the hour. Just taking his time.
I doubt that's the case.
A one-man crew. Just taking his time. Just raking in the money from Thomas Rhett.
Up and down the ladder for every nail.
Yeah.
One by one. Yeah.
I would too, man. I was getting paid by the hour. Just take your sweet time, man.
Which is why we're salaried.
Yeah. Thanksgiving's on Thursday, so it may be time to start taking the turkey out of the freezer, out of the fridge, right? Or what's the whole? Oh, you don't cook turkey?
I have no idea. I've cooked one turkey in my life, and I bought it leading up to like in the week of Thanksgiving, so I just put it in the fridge, so I didn't have to defrost it.
Oh, okay. But if you did buy it frozen, they say one day for each 4 to 5 pounds. So if your turkey weighs 16 pounds, it'll take 4 days to thaw. And hopefully your turkey don't weigh 16 pounds because we are 3 days away from Thanksgiving.
That's a big turkey.
But a lot of people are Googling things in relation to Thanksgiving right now. And Google released the latest trends. And what one person Googled in regards to Thanksgiving. Wait till you hear this one. I'll tell you about it coming up next here on Campbell Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, hope you had a great weekend. For a lot of us, actually probably the, most of us, kind of a three-day work week. Got Thanksgiving on Thursday, Black Friday on Friday, and then the weekend. Nice little four-day weekend ahead.
I am so looking forward to it.
So the days leading up to Thanksgiving, a lot of us head to the old Google machine and type in looking for things that we need some help with. Is it, be it Thanksgiving sides, be it how to cook a turkey a certain way. Maybe it's a trendy drink you want to serve on Thanksgiving for family.
Well, that's a great thing to Google.
And people have been Googling these. Google releases Thanksgiving report on how-to questions that we've been Googling. So the top Thanksgiving-related search has been for Thanksgiving sides.
Like?
Sides. Like, yeah, like how to make Thanksgiving side dishes.
Okay. That makes sense. I love sides. Thanksgiving sides are my favorite.
Green bean casserole.
Remember, you can't have store brand. You got to have the name
green
brand.
Beans, yes. What's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
My favorite Thanksgiving side dish is the one that my mom makes. It's stuffed peppers. They're really good.
Like the ones you buy at Costco?
No, like the ones that my mom makes.
Have you seen her make them?
Yes, I have, actually. they're delightful. It's my favorite thing to eat on Thanksgiving. Good. What's your green bean casserole?
Green bean casserole, Cheyenne, with the name brand green beans. I cannot reiterate that enough. If you're gonna try and go cheap and get the store brand, people are gonna hate your dish. Let's tell you that right now.
So aggressive.
It ruined Thanksgiving.
I don't think there is anything else you are more passionate about. Yeah, I'm than
really
this
not.
One thing.
Nope, not at all. Nothing. I'm not passionate more than anything than green bean casserole. And if you make, because my sister ruined Thanksgiving that year.
Yeah,
she ruined it.
It's a little much.
The top turkey cooking technique that we're reading up on. What do you think?
Fried.
No, how to smoke a turkey.
Oh, okay.
Deep fry is a pretty popular search right now because you can do it wrong.
And yes,
you can explode your turkey. Just make sure it's fully thawed out. There's a secret there. But we're going to try and smoke a turkey again this year. And what I have found out that helps if you have a Traeger, Home Depot sells the pellets. They're like a particular pellet that tastes better with the turkey meat.
Oh.
And it also comes with the brine.
So that's nice.
Little pro tip there if you have a Traeger. Go to Home Depot and get that. The top how-to question. How to make stuffing, how to cook a turkey, and somebody Googled how to catch a turkey.
You know what?
I'm hosting Thanksgiving for the first time this year. How do I catch a turkey? Have you ever caught a turkey? Like, have you ever gotten hunted?
I have been turkey hunting, yes. Have I gotten my own turkey? No. But my dad has many, many, many times. He's an avid hunter.
Yeah. When I lived in South Dakota, that's where I started my radio career pretty much. Rapid City, South Dakota. And I'd go hiking up at a hill, and the turkeys are out there.
Yeah.
And they scare the crap out of me once. Like, I went around the corner, and they all, like, scattered. And I had no idea turkeys could fly. They flew up into this tree.
I can just see you walking along. Not a hunter, not an avid outdoorsman. Yeah. Just minding your own business.
Oh, I was. I had my earbuds in and everything. And then the turkeys, just, off they went.
That's funny.
And part of me thought about chasing one down to strangle it and put it on the dinner table.
Strangle it?
Oh. If you're hiking and have no weapons, Cheyenne, how's she going to get a turkey?
You don't. That's how. You don't.
Chase it down, grab it by his long neck. Take it home. And the top trendy drinks this year that people are Googling are hot buttered rum, apple cider mojitos, and pumpkin martinis.
Ooh, I haven't had the mojito one. That sounds delicious.
They all sound delicious.
Yeah.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
We'll appreciate you having us on this morning. Weather-wise, this week looking pretty good for those coming back to town. You got family coming in. Prepare to show them off a beautiful time of the valley.
So what's the temperature supposed to be?
72, 73, low 70s pretty much all week.
Oh, that is nice.
Good. You know, when people fly into the valley for the holidays, which a lot of people are, because Wednesday night's just insane at the nightclubs and bars and stuff like that.
Yeah, Denim and Diamonds, it is their busiest night of the year.
Yeah, so
and
stay
I'll be
away.
There, so come out and say hi.
It's the busiest day of the year. Sounds like something I really want to join in on.
I'll be there. Come say hi.
But I know people coming to town and enjoying the weather. You know, it's crappy everywhere else. But a lot of people flying in, which I came across this deal that Frontier's gotten. And I'm going to toss out the price, what you get, but then the restrictions and catches. And oh, okay. Let's see if it's worth it.
So you're going to hit us with the good news first.
Yeah, pretty much. All right. They came out with a all-you-can-fly annual pass.
Ooh.
Last week, it went on sale for $599. Now it's up to $799, okay?
Too many people buying it, and they're like, this was too cheap. Jack up the price.
That's pretty much probably what happened.
Yeah.
But here's what you get with the all-you-can-fly pass from Frontier.
Okay.
Of course, you get unlimited flights, but there's four catches. Catch number one, you're going to have to be willing to fly Frontier Airlines.
Do you want to get to your destination?
You'll get there. Will you get there comfortably? That's the question.
Oh, man.
There's a list of blackout dates, which includes most major holidays and popular long weekends. So this week would be out of the picture and out of the options to fly on.
I mean, that makes sense, though.
You have to be flexible. You can only book tickets the day before the flight, and not every flight is available. So somebody who's a planner like Cheyenne...
That would stress me out.
You can only book the day before the flight. Cheyenne starts packing a week before the flight. That's going to be quite the conundrum. Is that the word? Conundrum? Yes.
I would be so stressed.
Your bag's packed, but then you got to wait the day before to book your flight.
No. Could you imagine me sitting here the day before I'm supposed to leave, like trying to make sure I have a seat on a plane?
How do you even plan?
You don't.
That's crazy.
You have a heart attack. That's what you have.
So basically, Frontier is just offering up seats that have gone unsold on their flight. So you get the scraps.
But, you know, I think that this makes a lot of sense for somebody who is young, doesn't have a family and like really roots and just wants to travel, you know, and you've got that extra cash flow and you just want to go.
Okay, so it's $799 now if you want to buy it. The normal price and the renewal price is $1,999 for the year. But it's $799 now, so you're saving $1,200.
Yeah. Wow.
Is it worth it?
For me?
For even, like, let's say $7.99, is it worth it for one pass? So if you're going to go with a buddy or a friend, you have to pay the $800.
So it's $800 rounding up right now. So say you took 12 flights a year. That's not the right math. So if it's $800 divided by 12, I mean, it's $66 a flight if you went once a month.
You can get that now without the pass.
Can you, though?
On Frontier?
Can you, though?
You can plan in advance.
So then, yeah, maybe it's not worth it. But then when you put it in, what's the regular price?
$1,999. So $2,000. That seems ridiculous.
Then it's $166 a flight.
Yeah. See, I mean, if you get to get it now. But, I mean, you can't go on holiday weekends.
Right.
You can't go on long weekends. The whole list of blackout dates. You can't book your flight till the day before.
The stress alone isn't worth it for me.
And then if you got a whole family, then you're having to buy a pass for everybody.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't seem worth it.
No, that sounds terrible to me.
I bet you one of them sucker things. Like the Frontier in their boardroom was like, let's see how many suckers we can get with this pass.
A lot, apparently, because they had to jack the price up.
They're going
to
be in the profit on that one, man.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You can't book until like ahead of the flight the day before.
And they don't go into every airport either.
That's true.
So you got to deal with that.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Tyler Vasquez, co-owner of the Bird Gang Travel Club, coming to us live from Mexico City. And it's good to hear that you're still living and breathing, man. Didn't get attacked by the cartel yet.
Yet. Gunner coming out strong.
Yeah, he is.
He's feisty today.
Hope you're awake today on a Monday.
Yeah. No, we're doing good. Mexico, living it up. It's a good time.
You got in on what, Thursday night?
Yeah, I got in Thursday.
Gosh, man.
That's a long weekend.
Yeah, and then top it off, it's Thanksgiving week. So it's like, I'm never going to work my real job.
Yeah. Did you take the entire week off or what?
I feel like it, but no.
All right. So now you're down there in Mexico City, the Cardinals and the 49ers going head to head tonight on Monday Night Football. The 49ers are 10-point favorites. Now you're down there with how many people? You got a big old group from the Valley here, right? Down there, right?
Yeah, we've got a group of about 110 with us, and then another, 60, 70 that have purchased events that came on their own. So,
oh my gosh, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. So it makes you feel a little safe when you get around all these San Francisco 49er fans.
So what would you say, like, is the turnout down there? Is it the majority Cardinals fans, or?
Oh, no, Gunner. There are Niner fans crawling and crawling around Mexico City.
Really?
There's Niner fans everywhere.
Wow.
So what's the vibe? How's people feeling? They think the Cardinals going to get a win? You know, the last game they played was against the Rams, and they beat the Rams in L.A. So how's the vibe? How's everybody feeling about the Cardinals tonight for Monday Night Football?
You know, the best part is that the game is the end of the trip. So at this point, everyone's had such a good time and they're exhausted. I don't think they really worry about the outcome at this point.
Okay.
We're just hoping everyone has fun. Okay, Gunner?
That is the most beat around the bush way of saying they have zero confidence.
My wife and I last night, instead of watching Sunday Night Football, we watched episode 2 of Cardinals Hard Knocks in season. And after watching it, my wife's like, should I change my bet from the 49ers to the Cardinals? Like, they're like, just watching them and the camaraderie and the happiness after beating the Rams, you know, maybe they've got this momentum now, you know, maybe they've got, maybe they've finally turned it around. What's your mentality on that? That thought process, Tyler?
If they can play like they played last week, they'll have a good fighter's chance. And if they just hit a couple of those, those knockout punches, then they've got a fighter's chance to win this game. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight.
I hear no confidence in your voice at all. There's no confidence at the Cardinals.
He sounds like a politician.
Listen, the Niners have been getting better and better each week, and that's what concerns me the most. Ever since they traded for Christian McCaffrey, one of the best running backs in the NFL. It's just they're healthy. They're not healthy on the defensive line, but they're pretty healthy all across the board. We are very banged up on our offense. We're sending a lot of guys out there that shouldn't probably be playing football every Sunday or every Monday. You know what I mean?
We got Kyler Murray back this week, or?
That hasn't been announced yet. I mean, the rumors coming out is that it's probably going to be Colt McCoy. I haven't seen any true confirmation yet that it's definitely Colt McCoy.
Wow. You know, I mean, we're almost at that point, though. Like, last week, Kyler was out. Colt McCoy played quarterback. We won, right? So if Kyler does come back and the team loses, gosh, I mean, that just sucks to be in that situation as, like, the head coach or, you know, of that situation. Because everybody's going to be like, put Colt back in, you know?
After you just paid him an insane amount of money.
I would say put Colt in. Let the 49ers just whoop on the Cardinals. Then bring Kyler back. Then you're not in that predicament, you know?
Like Colt McCoy beat the 49ers last year. So,
I mean, that was without McCaffrey and, you know, the stacked team they have now. But, all right, what's your score prediction, Tyler?
Screw it. Win in Mexico. 21-14 Cardinals. Let's go.
21-14 Cardinals. Okay. All right. Now, if you do bet on the Cardinals, they got plus 10, you know. So based on Tyler's little score prediction, even though he had the Cardinals winning, even if he had the score flipped around where the 49ers beat the Cardinals at that score, you would still win your bet taking Cardinals plus 10.
Okay.
It's the NFL. Anything can happen, you know? I mean,
That's
10 points
true.
Is a lot of points.
Poor Colt. You're just trying to set him up for failure, though.
That's right. Go Cards.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, the holiday season, kind of right in the midst of your happiness right now.
This is the time that us holiday lovers really shine.
It's right, and I'm sure a lot of Christmas trees went up over the weekend. Ours went up over the weekend. Mainly the inside decorations. Didn't feel motivated to get up on a ladder yesterday and get some of those outdoor decorations up just yet. Maybe this next weekend. But we did start to get the Christmas tree up. We have an artificial tree. And as I was putting that up, some of the lights were out on it. But I mean, it's only like on certain parts. It's like an old school. Like, we bought it last year, but it doesn't have the LED lights. It's got the old school, you know, lights that go out. And then you got to buy one of those little detectors, find out which bulb's out. And said, I'm not doing that. I'm just turning the tree around. It's going to face the corner. All right. But as I'm turning the tree around to unveil all the lighted gloriness to my family, I was thinking, like, man, this has got to be the last year with the artificial tree. And then I was thinking, like, why did we even start with an artificial tree? Well, I mean, ever since my wife and I got married back in 2007, it's just been her and I, you know, in 2007, you know, so why go out in the woods, just her and I, and chop down a tree? No, it's just easier and more convenient to have an artificial tree, right?
Okay.
And a lot of times, I mean, we're always traveling home to Seattle for the holidays. So, I mean, it really wasn't that big of a thing in our family to have to have a tradition of going and getting a Christmas tree, right?
Yeah.
Just easier to pull it out of the box, put it up, call it good.
I mean, that makes sense. I get that.
But as I'm dealing with this artificial tree debacle yesterday and the lights going out, I'm like, why don't we start a new tradition of going out? I got a truck, right? Uh-huh. My truck from Rodeo out, Earnhardt Rodeo out there in Queen Creek. I'm like, why don't we just take the family out and head up towards Payson, get a tag, go cut down a tree, start a new family tradition.
Oh, that would be fun.
And so we made to start doing that next year.
You know, I love that.
We've been wanting to be home now that the girls are getting older. I have an 11-year-old and the 5-year-old, 6-year-old. Yeah, kind of in that ballpark. But, you know, as they're getting older, Christmas is, you know, becoming more of a thing.
Right.
You know, in our family. So we're wanting to be home on Christmas Day. So now that it's not such a big, important thing to be up in Seattle for Christmas anymore, why don't we start our own traditions down here, you know?
I think that that's a great idea. However, I do think you're going to need 2 trees. Because real trees only last for so long. And you guys
need 2 trees?
Yeah, well, first of all, you guys have room for 2 trees. So the first tree that goes up could be your artificial tree that you put up like around Thanksgiving, okay, like you did. And then like 2 weeks before Christmas, then you go chop down your real tree.
So, okay, so now, like, I saw Home Depot's got the pre-cut trees out, right? Uh-huh. Like, some of these spots have their pre-cut trees. I don't want to go do that. I want to go up into the woods and get a tag. But... that said, if they're cut down now, so the people buying trees now, they're not going to last till Christmas?
I mean, I don't know how they last up here. I can tell you, like, back when I lived, you know, like, in the Pacific Northwest, they didn't last very long. You have to be really diligent about taking care of your real trees. Because they'll start to drop their pines and stuff.
I don't know. If you got a tip on how to keep those things... living longer. I'd love to see those. You can text us at 22108. But I'm wondering what Christmas traditions did you start with your family? You know, like normally when you start a young family, you're still kind of doing traditions that you were raised doing with your parents and your family. But I mean, now that you have your own kids and now that you have your own family, what holiday traditions, what Christmas traditions did you start with your family? Like next year, it'll be chopping down an old, you know, a real Christmas tree, Griswold style.
Girls will love that.
That's right. We're going to head up into the woods.
Because you're such a manly man.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to forget the saw, and we're going to just pull it out, roots it all, and take it home.
That is something you would do, though, 100%.
All right, what Christmas tradition started with you and your family, and you've been doing it since you started it? You can text us at 22108. Here's Jake Owen.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, what holiday traditions did you start with your family?
What if?
I feel like when my wife and I got married and we lived for 5 years as a married couple without having kids. So a lot of our traditions were just flying back to Seattle to continue the traditions with the family that raised us.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. And then we started popping out kids and I mean, we only have 2. It's not like we have a whole horde of kids.
Just the 2.
But they're kind of getting older. They love Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about starting a new Christmas tradition next year. And that's going and getting a tag and heading up into the woods and cutting down a tree Griswold style and bringing it home and decorating it and doing all that. Because we never did that as a kid.
Uh-huh.
My dad always went to the U-cut lot at the end of the road or down the road and just threw it on top of the car, I think it was a Colt Vista grown up or inside the old Ford O'Connell Econoline van.
Yeah.
You know, and bringing it home. We never went up into the woods. Even though we lived in the Pacific Northwest, there were evergreens everywhere.
Yes.
There's trees everywhere you could use as your Christmas tree. We always just went down to the U-cut lot.
Yeah, we did that too.
Yeah.
The lot at the 7-Eleven.
So I feel like it'd be a fun new Christmas tradition next year that we would start with my family. So we're looking at like what Christmas traditions did you start with your family? And there's a lot of texts coming in at 22108. It would seem pretty cool. Text of the 480, I make reindeer food. I put it out every Christmas Eve to guide the reindeer to our house. The kids love it. I'll do it forever.
I love that. That's cute.
Text the 480. Every Christmas, we read the night before Christmas, each person passing the book around and reading a page or two. We started when the kids were around 4.
I love that. I love traditions.
Text the 623. This will be our first year that we start a tradition, matching pajamas, Christmas movies through the night, and cooking and baking with the kids.
I love that. that. That is amazing.
Text at the 602. Our tradition is advent calendars for the kids, matching pajamas, going to the princess to see the lights, and also just water your tree and it lasts. Oh, because you had mentioned that if you get your Christmas tree too early, it's going to dry out by the time Christmas comes.
Yeah, you have to be super diligent about it. So don't forget.
Text of the 480, our Christmas tradition we just started this year with our one-year-old is to get a holiday Lego set each year to build as a family.
Oh, I love that. I love quality family time like that. I think it's fantastic.
Text of the 480, my family and I have been going up north the past couple of years to cut down our Christmas tree. Yeah, that's what the plan would be.
Yeah, I think that's fun. I get my kids at the beginning of December, I get both of them new pairs of Christmas pajamas. They don't match, but you know, it's their Christmas pajamas. And then they get one gift
Old Navy.
No, Target. And then they get one gift on Christmas Eve, which is always, always a new movie and then a hot cocoa set. And then we watch the movie and we drink hot cocoa.
That's a fun tradition.
Yeah, it works for us.
If you have a tradition that you'd love to share, we'd love to hear it or at least see it. You can text it to us at 22108. We're going to get to more of your texts coming up next here at Camel Country.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, what holiday traditions did you start with your family?
What if?
I feel like when my wife and I got married and we lived for 5 years as a married couple without having kids. So a lot of our traditions were just flying back to Seattle to continue the traditions with the family that raised us.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. And then we started popping out kids and I mean, we only have two. It's not like we have a whole horde of kids.
It's just the two.
But they're kind of getting older. They love Christmas, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about starting a new Christmas tradition next year. And that's going and getting a tag and heading up into the woods and cutting down a tree Griswold style and bringing it home and decorating it and doing all that. Because we never did that as a kid.
Uh-huh.
My dad always went to the U-cut lot at the end of the road. Or down the road, and just threw it on top of the car. I think it was a Colt Vista grown up, or inside the old Ford O'Connell Econoline van.
Yeah.
You know, and bringing it home. We never went up into the woods, even though we lived in the Pacific Northwest. There were evergreens everywhere.
Yes.
There's trees everywhere you can use as your Christmas tree. We always just went down to the U-cut lot.
Yeah, we did that too.
Yeah.
The lot at the 7-Eleven.
So I feel like it'd be a fun new Christmas tradition next year that we would start with my family. So we're looking at like what Christmas traditions did you start with your family? And there's a lot of texts coming in at 22108, which seemed pretty cool. Text of the 480, I make reindeer food. I put it out every Christmas Eve to guide the reindeer to our house. The kids love it. I'll do it forever. Text of the 630. The past couple of years has become a tradition to get COVID and cancel all our plans.
That's a tradition that just needs to die.
No, man. Who wants to be around all that family? Come on.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Forever with COVID.
All right, it's good stuff. Denny's has a Black Friday deal. I'm kind of curious if this is something you'd go after.
Denny's the Diner?
Denny's the Diner has a Black Friday deal.
Okay.
And we'll discuss whether it's a good deal or not. Is it worth it? Okay. Tell you about it coming up next. Hang on.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
You know, I miss the Black Friday sales of yesteryear.
What does that mean?
You know, when everybody stood out front and didn't get along. Elbows to the face as you're trying to get that Furby.
That's why I've never been to a Black Friday.
You've never done that?
No.
I feel like you have to experience it once, but I mean, now with all the online shopping and everything so scattered to where they don't line up like they used
to. Yeah. Like, what's the point?
Yeah. I remember, you know, on Thanksgiving, having the meal, going out, waiting for the Black Friday sales to start at midnight.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have your turkey, you have your beverages, and, you know, you kind of go out and have a thermos. A beverage, you know, you're standing in line at Walmart or Kohl's or something, just trying to take advantage of those Black Friday sales.
I know the hype leading up to it, because like my aunt used to do that, but we never really had a ton of money to go Black Friday shopping.
Oh, really?
So growing up and stuff, it's never something that I've done.
I miss those. I haven't done that in years, so I don't even know if it still happens to this day, but I feel like everything's so scattered and online and everything else. Like Travis Matthews got a Black Friday sale going on. It was happening now, you know. It's not even Black Friday.
Yeah,
so many sales are starting now early, you know, so the people aren't lining up for those sales. One of those online sales that actually will start on Black Friday is from Denny's, believe it or not. And I haven't been to Denny's in years.
Yeah,
so I'm wondering, though, being that we're not huge fans of Denny's, we haven't been there in a while, if this is worth attempting to get. They're selling these t-shirts for $5.99 each. Now, the t-shirt has a QR code on it, but it's basically a wearable coupon. Okay? So this wearable coupon earns you a free everyday value slam meal every day for a whole year. So now an everyday value slam is two eggs, two strips of bacon, and your choice of two buttermilk pancakes and one slice of French toast or biscuits and gravy. So, I mean, it's a decent plate.
Yeah.
But you get one every day for an entire year if you're wearing the wearable coupon. Denny says, if you have one every day for the entire year, the value of the shirt would be $2,186. The shirt they're selling for $5.99. But there's only 150 t-shirts available. Worth it?
Yes, 100%.
$5.99 to have a wearable coupon every day.
You just keep it in your car, and if you're hungry and you're like, huh, I'm going to go to Denny's, you put your shirt on and you go inside, you get a free meal.
I feel like that's like a challenge. Like, can you do it every day?
I wouldn't be able to do it every day.
Because, I mean, like, let's use Red Robin as example, uh-huh. Right? It's a unique food. You know, you go there and you'll get the California chicken and the bottomless fries, and I feel like you'd get sick of that every day, right?
Right, but this is breakfast.
I know, that's what I mean. Yeah. So it's eggs and bacon. It's not unique to Denny's. Everybody does eggs and bacon. Will you get sick of that every day?
I don't think so. I mean, you could get eggs and bacon one day and then the biscuits and gravy the next. So it's not always the same exact thing. I think it's totally worth it.
Or sausage and yeah. Then, yeah, you can change it up. Yeah.
I think it's totally worth it.
Well, if you're in, the shirts will go fast, obviously, 150 worldwide.
Worldwide?
Or countrywide or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
They go on sale 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving night.
I might set our time. An alarm. I kind of want one.
Give it a shot.
I kind of want one just to have one.
I don't know. It's dinerdrip.com.
Dinerdrip.com.
Is where they're selling them. I think it's an online store.
I definitely feel like for $5.99, that's worth it. Even if you go to breakfast once a month,
yeah.
It pays for itself in one breakfast.
Might be worth trying to get. I mean, there's some Denny's here in the valley. Let's see. There's one.
There's one right down the road from your house.
Well, no, there's seven that aren't doing it. But the one from my house, yeah. Right by Red Mountain Fat Cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's doing it. I'm in.
Sweet.
Let's go.
Getting shirts.
DinerDrip.com. You want to give that a shot Thanksgiving night. You know, see if you can get one of those 150 shirts.
Or don't. You don't have to.
Thanks for listening to Gunner and Cheyenne On Demand.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.